The Money Show.
The Markets.
Okay, somebody who's got some explaining to do today and some serious explaining is David Peacock. He is a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. And I need 2,050 explanations from you, David Peacock, because I look at today's market and I look at all of the buying activity and it was almost as if nothing was off limits today, certainly not amongst the big companies.
Yeah, Bruce, it really was a heck of a day. Basically, as we ended yesterday for the week, we were down about 4%, or rather the month, we were down about 4% month to date. So from that perspective, I mean, this turned it around massively. And the interesting thing was the volume wasn't very significant. It was sort of 22 billion. So, you know, you sort of get the feeling of the fact that it's possibly month end, quarter end, you know.
I would have accepted that next Thursday. I don't know if I can accept that today, though, because it is like a whole week to month end, quarter end. Unless people are just wanting to take next week off and shutting down the market and going away on holiday because people are worried about second waves and things and want to get a holiday in before everything goes pear-shaped again. But it needs an explanation, and I'm not too sure that there is one, because that 2,050-point leap was very, very broad. May not have been huge volumes, but it was very broad.
You're right, Bruce, and that is the sort of difficulty, you know, just chatting around the market. The market doesn't seem to have a particular view. You know, a couple of days ago, we had an index rebalance where we saw sort of 32 billion was the volume coming through, and the market didn't react the way that it did today. So maybe it was just a bit of pent up demand that came into the market. It's confusing because if you look at the U.S. market, that market's only up sort of 0.5% at the moment. London's up sort of 3/4. The rest of Europe up sort of a half. So it is a bit of an anomaly, the market today.
Yeah, but generally share prices have had a very, very good 12 months since the calamity of the 26th of March last year. Already markets were going into free fall before the hard lockdown on this day a year ago. And I think, you know, the lesson is so very, very clear is when markets go, you know, completely and utterly bonkers, don't follow them. Don't behave like markets do. Do exactly the opposite, and that is stay calm and sane and don't be distracted.
Yeah, exactly, Bruce. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, the way that human psychology works and the plethora of index trackers that are in the market, you know, if investors start getting nervous, you know, those index trackers become forced sellers. If people are trying to push their, you know, pull their cash out of the market. So, you know, unfortunately, that's going to continue sort of time immemorial going forward. But I agree with you 100%. Ultimately, it comes back to value in terms of, you know, what is the value of a sector or a market or the underlying equities in that market. And from that point of view, you know, if you're sensible and you just hold on to your value, you know, just see it through the negativity. If you've got cash on the side, use that to deploy into the market because of the fact that those value stocks that you're holding are offering so much significantly more value. And ultimately, you know, clearly this capitalist system is not going to come to an end in the near future, one hopes. And from that perspective, you know, it's just be sensible, just be rational, and you know, ride out the rough bits.
Are you at all worried? I mean, last year this time we were being taught how vulnerable global supply chains are to a pandemic, and this week we've been reminded just how dependent global trade is on this very narrow 200-kilometer long channel called the Suez Canal. It carries 10-12% of all global trade. It's been blocked for the better part of this week. And the salvage master, Captain Nick Sloan, tells us this evening it's not going to be open for at least another week. And that's if things go well. At what point do we start worrying about this having terrible negative impacts on the price of everything from oil to coffee?
Bruce, I think that is the issue that has got the biggest question mark at the moment is in terms of inflation, and then obviously, you know, the impact that has on interest rates going forward. because clearly the strength that we're seeing in markets is really because of the stimulus that's been pumped into the market in the United States, in Europe, and around the world. So from that perspective, as long as that stimulus is there and maintains the market, you know, it's fine. But ultimately, you know, the worst case scenario where you know, the person you were chatting to just before me was saying, you know, if the worst case scenario happens where, you know, the stomach of the ship now breaks, you know, you've got over a month ahead. And the way that it looks like that canal is set up at the moment is there's this massive logjam in there. So for those ships that are in there to get back out again, it's going to be very difficult. So therefore, you know, the impact on food inflation and everything just will have sort of a knock-on effect and a snowball effect.
It's fascinating, isn't it? David Peacock, thank you, the portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth.